Last week, we touched on a topic that we have to come back to, and that is the issue of the Eidim, who are Eidei Hashtar, Eidei HaGet, being able to read the Get. We had a Chiddush in the Gemara, that the Eidim, even if they can't read the Get, but it's enough that Rav Nachman, the Sifra Dedayim, who read the Get, so that's good enough. Now, this idea that the Eidim do not have to read the Get, that we're going to come back to, because Tosfos talks about it on the coming Gemara. Let's just see at least the Gemara to one of the Tosfos. We are up to Rav Papa Kevi Asel Kamei Shtara Parsa the Ovid Bar Koy Shel Kutim. When Rav Papa was sitting in Din and they brought a Shtar Parsa in front of him, it was written in a language that he didn't know. He would get two goyim to read it. And then he would consider it to be a good shtar. So we have here in the Gemara that Masiach Lefi Tumai, apparently with two times, is good enough for shtaris. Amar Rav Ashi, Amali Rafuna, Bar Nosson, Hachi Amar Ameimah. Hashtar parso de chasmi alei sadi Yisrael, magvinim bei b'mishabdi. There was a shtar parso that was signed by Yidden. You're allowed a monai for mishubadim. Rashi says something here that's hard to understand why he says it. The chasmi alei sadi Yisrael, v'Yisrael osuhu, Rashi says. Jews wrote it, ela shekosvu b'loshim parasi. Jews did it, Rashi's saying it wasn't done, the Shtar wasn't written by Goyim, it's written by Jews, but in Lashon Parsi. So I don't know why Rashi says that. Wasn't this who wrote the Shtar? If it's a Get, then the Get has to be written by Yidden, not by Goyim. But it's a Shtar Mamin, who cares why, who wrote it. It's a little hard to understand why Rashi says that. But all right, getting back to the Gemara, Hashtar parso de chasni alei sadi Yisrael magvinim bein mishav. In fact, the Gemara halai adi lamikri. We just said if you can't read it, you have to get someone to read it for you. B'diadi, we're talking that they can read the language. V'abinu k'sav sheni yochel izdayis v'leka. Gemara thinks in the Havamina that it was written on a paper, on a parchment that you could easily be mizdayif. So it's no good. You need k'sav sheni yochel izdayif. So Gemara B'daf Fitzan, it was. Now right away, this Gemara is a red flag. Last week when we started the sugya, I told you. What's Taich Ksav? What conditions do you need? So we went through three things. Nikker, that everyone held, it has to be Nikker. Does it have to be Abel Niskayim, so that we discussed. And the third condition, which was the condition that it's Ein Yochel Izdayif, we said a Shtar doesn't have to be Ein Yochel Izdayif. There's no such requirement in the shtar that it has to be something we can't forge. If the shtar is written, then the shtar is written. The way it is now, you use it. If someone will forge it, then there'll be a problem. If there'll be a taima that it's forged, then there'll be a taima. But there's no halacha that a shtar has to be written on ksav sheni yochel izdayif. It's a sugyan chafal from it beis, I believe. The Mishnah says that... Yehuda ben Beseris says, "Ain kaisvin and ayamachut diftera neshachal zayif echachamim machshirin." Says it's kosher if it's written, if a get is written on paper that yachal is zayif. So what's the story here? So if someone will tie it's tampered with, there's somebody who's losing here. If the time it's tampered with, they'll have to work with it. But if the Eidim say it's good, so why shouldn't it be good? No? Man yamdu yam rabbi yachal is daif, two different things. Man yamdu yam is daif, yachal is kayin. But some that could be misdaif for the rest of the world. So you could use it later. If everyone agrees to have a shtar, so what's the problem? Well, it's a shtar kenyan, then you need it for the kenyan. If it's not, so you need it to create a shubadim if you file on your money.
Once the rain has a problem, there's more of a reason precisely.
Once he had a problem. But here in this story, was there any problem with it? It was taka parsa, but why is that a problem? Shtar b'chaloshin is good. Shtar is good b'chaloshin. That the Gemara is going to say that was the chiddush here. So shtar is good b'chaloshin, so then what's the problem? Well, what's the problem with Yechol Zayif? The truth is, we said shtar Yechol Zayif is kosher because they have Eidei Mesira. It's because you have Eidei Mesira and Eidei Mesira Karti. So that's why, who cares if it's Yachal Zayif? We're not relying on the Eidei and the Shtar anyway. We're relying on the Eidei Mesira. That's why Shtar Yachal Zayif is kosher. Could be that this Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, there was no Eidei Mesira. Whatever the type of Shtar was, not clear if it was a Shtar Kenyan. But if there were no Eidei Mesira, because it wasn't a Shtar Kenyan, or because it was only, either because it was a Shtar Rai, which never has Eidei Mesira, or it was a shtakini without Eidei Mesira, it would be good. The Rishashi has the kasha. The Rishashi has on the Gemara. Why do you need Ksav Sheyachal Zayif? The Rishashi has the kasha. Mechayra, we could answer that this rule that we said, that a shtar is kasher, even if it's Yachal Zayif, is only true when they're Eidei Mesira. It could be, this is a Maisa Shahaya, talking about a specific story. It could be that Maisa, there were no Eidei Mesira. So if there are no Eidei Mesira, lying on Eidei Chasima, then you're not Chidari. You need Yachal Zayif. But the Gemara doesn't say that there was any issue. It's a funny thing. If you look at the Gemara, High Shepherd, so I like Sadi Yisrael, my Gemara, my Mishabdi. So Gemara just asks Kashas, how this, how that, this is my answer. Gemara doesn't say there was any error. Mishabadim, they say maybe it's false. So you should have to call in the Eidei Chasima and they should say, no, this is the way we signed it. It should be good enough. So even if it's Ksav Sheyachal Zayif, it should be good enough. In fact, Ksav Sheyachal Zayif should be possible. They don't have to. If they don't remember, they don't remember. But if they do remember, they do. I mean, if the Gemara is asking Kasha in such a chetim, so you can't ask Kasha that way. So what do you ask Kasha? Eidei Chasima Zayif. So if somebody will, then Achinami have to call that. Okay, so it could be the Gemara is worried about Mishabadim. Gemara is worried about, no, but I mean, the way I'm saying is more Pashit. Really, Ishtar Shein Achlis Daif would be Pashit. It's only Kasher Chafal from the days to stay Reidei Mesira. So with Reidei Mesira, so it doesn't matter if Ishtar Shein Achlis Daif. But without no Eidei Mesira, it could be an Achinami that you need. Okay, anyway, the Gemara goes on. V'habino tzarech lazim yoneh shashtar b'shita achreina. V'leka, we know the shtar chaz is over the side in the end, in the last line. If it's Gemara, b'de mahadir. We're talking such a shtar. Elomai kamash, v'lasa was the chidish. The cholash and kosher. The krash doris in any language, tanina. Getcha kosva yivris, v'edav yivonis. Yivonis v'edav yivris, kosher. I don't understand what the havamin is. What's the havamin is shar shtaros can't be in any language. I don't know what the havamin is. And we're talking here that they understand the language. So what's the havamin of shtar mommy can't be in English? Not to understand. No? Huh? Because maybe it doesn't make a coil. So if it's in the language in a Medina, it's done, it's okay. It's going in a different language. Kedusha, we had an Avni Baluim that said, when you say Hari Amu Kudeshesli, you say it in Chinese, in a land where no one speaks Chinese, that it's not good. Even if the Edom understand, And the man understands, the woman understands. We had such a chiddush not here. What? We had a raya from Be'er Halacha. Yeah, he said the language is only a language that's spoken. So maybe that's the chiddush here. Huh? We had such a thing. I think it was a strange thing that to everybody it seemed strange. We had in the beginning of Kedushin such an Avdim Elohim that said that if you're speaking B'shar L'Shayna, it has to be a language that's spoken in that area. Otherwise, it's not considered a language. Even though it's really a language. But
I think they have a Kuta, and the Gemara says that it's somewhere else, it's worth more.
Yeah.
So
and Avdim Elohim came, Avdim Elohim said it's no good. Shem Shem Kuta B'mada is what you're talking about. But here I know that it's a language. I know, and everyone understood.
I know that it's coin.
Okay, anyway, it's devastating. It's hard to understand. What the Havamina here is that Shal Hashem is no good. It's hard to understand. Okay.
Huh?
Pashut is no good? If a man goes over to a woman, let's say a man goes over to a woman, and there are two Edom there, he wants to marry her. And he says, I'm going to make up a secret language. All four of us understand. She and him and the two of them all understand. So he's saying, that's no good. Kamasha here that it is good. Of course it's good here. Because my mom and why shouldn't it be good? Mom is mom. So he's saying that seems to have to tell other people. They can tell other people in any language. Okay, I don't know what the chiddush is, but nobody seems to ask the kasha, so I'm going to go back to him. Shmuel. This is a case that we wanted to get to. Nosel anayir cholak v'amal ha'ariz ha'giteh v'gureshes chashin ha'shem v'mei milan kasva. So the Gemara Havamina thinks it's a vadai get because we assume it was written v'mei milan that the pela meisvei ha'ariz ha'giteh v'vlosis ha'kasa li'am al'or ha'lechol davar ha'aveid. Even we know a man gave a woman a get, so he can't say anything to knock it off later. But that's only Tamadi Kaksav. It has to have words. So what are you talking about? We do an investigation, and we see that the shtar he gave had writing of maybe Lenon. Because maybe even if you pour this ma'idinara, the letters pop up again. I chipolit mayava hashtuhu depolit. Are you going to say? But lamaisa, why does it help the letters pop up now? They weren't there earlier. Shmuel navi chashinu kamar. Shmuel meant that the way Tosfos explained. Shmuel meant we're afraid that when he gave her the get, the letters were still legible. When he gave her the get, the letters were legible. Then they disappeared. Now that we know the letters were once there, because we put the ma'idinara on it and we could see it, so v'chayshish chayshinon, it's a suffix, if the original gerishin, was this kedushin or gerishin? This is the original gerishin is a good get.
Why does he say it's good?
What? The havamin of the Gemara was. Right, the Gemara have a meaning thought Shmuel meant it's a vadai. But that's the Gemara understood originally. Why the Gemara thought that way? It's clear that it's pshat in the Gemara. You're asking why we understood Shmuel that way. Stop because of the word Megureshes. There is a Gitach Megureshes. In Tosis Taima, I wanted to see the Vim Taimar, and then we're going to get to the more general discussion of what comes out. The second Vim Taimar, the one in the narrow lines, about six narrow lines, Vim Taimar. What is Tosis Kash? The way I would phrase it, we learned last week that they have to read it. And if it's written in a language they don't understand, they have to get Reb Nachman, has to get the Safra Dedaina to read it for him. So Eide Gerishin, they have to read it. So Tosis Kasha is, what's the Havamina? That Nair Chalok is good, even if there are secret letters there, but they didn't read it. Lamai said they didn't read it. So if they didn't read it, how could there be a Havamina that it's a get? The Eidim didn't see what it says in the get. That's Tosis Kasha. What? So that's we're going to have to explain that. But the Gemara certainly said, Gemara said that they have to either read it or have someone read it to them. Okay? So that so the question is, if the Gemara said somebody has to read it to them, what is our Gemara saying? Nayacholuk is good. Now you're saying which way should be right, so we're going to get to that. But first, just it's a technical difference, and that's Tosis Kasha. That'll depend on how we're going to explain this, right?
But
no, Shapasim could be they did read. Shapasim is a regular Lashon. It's just given for different reasons, but the Lashon is a good Lashon. Right? Somebody takes a shtar to pretend that somebody owes him money.
So, he said he handed her a paper.
It's just pretends. He's just pretending.
This is a get. Now they obviously didn't read it because afterwards he wants to say it was Shar Hasim or Shar Amon, not even. That was the case of the Gemara.
Okay, so let's see. That'll be included in Tyson's cash then.
Unless Tyson is thinking about us, maybe in those cases they don't read it, it's only suffix. That's why in those cases we'll say it's a suffix erishin because they didn't read it. And here Tyson asks, why do we think it's a about us?
I'll answer you after we finish, okay? V'yesh loymer. Kivan da'amah har is a gitech b'davar mu'at mehem nina labal k'echid amrinan bal shamek irashti ishti naman ha'ilu b'yadeh l'garsh. This teretz of Tosis. What does Tosis say? That if a person says har is a gitech, he's believed. What does that mean, he's believed? They don't read it. They didn't read it. But the husband who says har is a gitech is believed. Why? Because he has a nemanis, bal shama gerashti ishi neman ha'ilu biyadeh l'garsha. Since a man has a nemanis to say gerashti as ishi, therefore when he says har zekitech, the edim have a right to trust him and not read the get. Is that what Tosis is saying? Tosis seems to me is saying that the edim don't have to read the get. They really don't have to. If the husband doesn't say that it's a get, then of course they have to see what it is. But if the husband says it's a get, that's good enough for them. That's good enough for the Eidim. Because the husband is believed to say Gerashti as Ishti. So he's believed to say Hari Zegitech. To say this is a get. Okay. But Lamaisa, let's say B'diavad. But Lamaisa, that he's believed. That's what Tosis here is saying in this Tosis. We're not afraid. Not afraid to give her a piece of paper, because since if he really wants, he could just tell Bezdin Gerashti as Ishti without a piece of paper, and he'll be believed. So if he's giving her a paper, Mustami's telling the truth. Hari Zegitech. So the Eidim, not just Bezdin could trust the Eidim. They called Eidim because they could trust the husband. That's what it says here in Tosis. Now, if you jump down to the bottom Tosis, I'm not going to read the Tosis, which has to do with the Gemara later. But the last four and a half lines of Tosfos, by Yerugal Ri, the Ri, when he did a get, by Yerugal Ri likrois kaidim nesina lachan nesina, he played it safe. Before they gave the get, he read it, and after he gave the get, they read it. They made sure that it was a get, and they made sure that that's what got to the woman's hand. You play it safe. Miu pshita, the loy kara kaidim nesina. The Karal Acha Nesina Dava Pasha to the Megureshes. So Tosfos does not make it. If you read a get afterwards, then that's also good enough. You don't have to read the get beforehand. If the Eidim read the get afterwards, it's also good. Now this Tosfos is saying that the Eidim must read it. Seems to be not like the Tosfos timer. This Tosfos is saying the Eidim have to read it, but they don't have to read it beforehand. It's enough they can read the get afterwards. after the Nesinus HaGet, then they can read the Get. That's the bottom Tosfos. The top Tosfos seem to say that they don't have to read the Get at all. As long as the Baal said, Hari is a Gitech, which the Baal always has to say, Hari Abba Gereshesla, that's also good enough without reading it at all. It seems, Pashtus, that these two Tosfos are arguing one with the other. Now, what? Okay, I don't know why that would be a difference, but the Eidim don't have to be experts in Hilchus Skin, they just have to know what they're signing. And if the Rav checked over, the Bezin checked over the Get, so they still have to check for Psulim. I don't think anybody holds the Eidim doesn't have to check for Psulim for the Get. The Bezin, that writes it, has to check for Psulim. Tosfos is not saying you have to check for Psulim. Tosfos is saying they have to read what they signed. Tosfos is saying it's good enough to read it afterwards. So we have two shittas. It appears we have two shittas right here in Tosfos. Do the Eidim have to read the Get? Top Tosfos said that they don't have to read the Get. It's good enough. The husband says it's a Get. Good enough. Bottom Tosfos holds. They have to read it, but they can read it afterwards. The third sheet is the Mardechai. The Mardechai holds they must read it beforehand. And the Mardechai brings Tosfos and he says he doesn't understand. What does reading it afterwards help? If you only have to read it, you have to read it beforehand. So there are three sheetis in how the Eidim have to behave, b'shas or get. You either have to read it beforehand, or like the Reis says, they can read it afterwards, or like it seems from the top Tosfos, they don't have to read it at all. These are the three deis and what the chiyuv of reading a get is. It could be. We don't see really where that changed, though. You could answer that Tosfos. It could be that Tav Tosfos is only in the Hava Amina. The question, though, is what are you going to do with Tosfos Taina that he has a Migo that he could have said, Kirashti, so believe him, Harry's a Kitech. So it's a Reis, and maybe it's just a story, it's not called Eidus. It's a Migo, but it's not Eidus. Maybe it does have a Migo, it's not Eidus. Okay, I don't disagree there. You can answer the difference between Tyson, but certainly the words, the passions of the words leaves us open to both shittas. Where this comes into play in the Avnei Meluim, just to give a rundown of recap of what the Avnei Meluim is about, this is something we've discussed earlier in the year. The question, Avnei Meluim is talking about a chasana. And the question is, what do the Eidei Kedushin have to see at a wedding? Specifically, do they have to see the Pnei HaKala? It brings a discussion to Marit and the Mabit earlier, Paiskin, who argued about whether the Eidim have to see the Pnei HaKala or not. What do the Eidim have to see? What don't they have to see? So there is a machlokes between the Beis Shmuel and the Urim V'Tumim. The Beis Shmuel is talking in a case which where the Eidim are up there by the Kedushin, and the Eidim, the Beis Shmuel says that the Eidim saw the ring in the man in the chassan's hand, and then they heard the chassan say, "Hari at Mokadesh Shlib Tabazu Kedas Moshe B'Yisrael." And then, for a second, they were blocked. You always imagine the photographer blocking them. And when they saw it again, it was on the Kala's finger. So they didn't see the actual placing of the ring on the Kala's finger. They can't say they're Eidei Ri'iya. Ri'iya means they saw it. They're not Eidei Ri'iya. But they're Eidei Yediyah. They know that the ring was put by the chassan onto the Kala's hand. So they saw it in his hand, and 2 seconds later, saw it on her finger. So they know it happened. That's called Eidei Yediyah, Balai Eidei Ri'iya. And the argument is that good enough? And the Beis Shmuel says that it is. The Beis Shmuel compares it to a case in Chayshim Mishpat, at the end of Siman Tzadik, where two people go into a room, just the two of them, and when they come out, one of them has a knife in his back. He's alive, but he was Nechbal, he was a Tias Mamon. And it's in a position where the guy couldn't have done it to himself. In his back, he couldn't have done it to himself. So the halacha is that when Machayiv, the chayvel has to pay, even though there's no Edei Ria, no one saw him stab the other person. And he maybe denies it. Afal pi kein, the chayiv mamun with Edei Yedia, even without Edei Ria. By mamun, we say that if we know for sure it happened, there's no explanation how it could have happened differently, we're mechayiv mamun with Edei Yedia without Edei Ria. So to Beis Shmuel, Edei Kiddushin is similar to the din of Edei Mamun. And just like by Edei Mamun, Edei Yedia are called Edis, the same thing by Kiddushin, Edei Yedia are called Edis, and it's a good Edis. So even though they didn't see, as long as they know, that's good enough. That's the Shita of the Beis Shmuel. So the Tumim asks, the Tumim says he doesn't understand what's the dinyan. By Mamin, Edis is just Layiv Risadi El Shakri. Why do you have to have Edis by Mamin? It's just to make sure the truth comes out. For truth, alright, so Yediyah is good enough. But Gidna Kedushin, they need Edis L'Kiyume. They need Edis without Edis, even if we know it happened. Without Edis, it's nothing. So how can you compare Gidna Kedushin to Mamin? By Mamin, Yediyah is good enough. By Gidna Kedushin, you need Edei Ria, you need Edim that see it. You have to see Mamish that it happened. If they don't see it happen, it's no good. The Torah says they have to see Mamish what happened. The mice. Okay. So the Avni Meluim brings Rayas to the Beis Shmuel. The Avni Meluim Vaisnois holds like the Beis Shmuel. And he brings two very strong Rayas. One Raya is from our Gemara. That first of all, Tosis said that you can read the Get afterwards. The Re at the end of Tosis 3, he said that even if they don't read the Get beforehand, if they read the Get afterwards, it's also good. Even though Bishas Maisa, they didn't really see; they really didn't see what was going on. They saw their action, but they didn't see what was written in the Shtar. But it's good enough that afterwards they read it, and they realize, what does it mean? They realize that it was a get. So that yediyah is good enough. Even though there was no ria of a giving of a get. Just the giving of a get, they didn't see a get. They saw a giving of what later was established to be a get. So, Davim Bloom holds that that's Edei Yediyah without Edei Ria. And that's a raya, that it's good enough. Certainly, it's certainly similar to Pnei HaKala, where the question is, do they have to see the Pnei HaKala beforehand? So if they have the Meluim, why do they have to see it beforehand? If afterwards, they'll uncover the face of the Kala, if the Chup is over, they always take off the veil, they'll see the Pnei HaKala afterwards, it's also good. Just like if you can look at the Shtar afterwards, it's good. So if you can look at the Kala afterwards, it's also good. That's assuming they're going to look at the Pnei HaKala. Okay, the chilek is, but the Avim Luhim said it brings the raya. This time the Avim Luhim brings this as one raya. Well, it would be a better raya from the Gemara. Actually, the Gemara, wait, Avim Luhim, I should have phrased it. The Gemara said that if you can't read the language, you could get Reb Nachman and the Dinah de Safra to read the language for you. So it's the same thing. If I can't read the Shtar, I don't know what it says in the Shtar. I'm not Edei Ria. Just, I know that the Dinah de Safra tell the truth, so I'm trusting them. It's real. It's really also only Eidus that comes from a Yediyah. And we see it's good. So it seems from our sugya, actually from the Gemara, Dafka from the Re, that Eide Yediyah is good enough. That's one right. I mean, the Gemara's right would seem to be a better raya. Stumpy brings the Tosis, is more similar to the Tayakala. Anyway, that's raya number one. There's a second raya, which he brings, he alludes to here, and he brings in the Ktsais. There's a matching Ktsais, Siman Tzadik, Sekot Zayin. He brings a raya from the Ran that we had once. The Ran said that we paskin Eidei Mesira Kaf. We paskin that what makes a get are Eidei Mesira. But Af Eidei Mesira Karti means either Eidei Mesira or Eidei Chasima, either one is fine. Why? Why are Eidei Chasima good? The way the Ran learned, really you need Eidei Mesira. Really, to make a get, you need Eidei Mesira, not Eidei Chasima. Dafka Eidei Mesira. When we say that you could use Eidei Chasima, it's for a different reason. It's because the Eidei Chasima, since they signed the get when it was in the husband's hand, and now we see the get is in the wife's hand, so the Eidei Chasima themselves create an umdina that there was a Mesira. Because since Eidim would only sign a get if it's by the man, Eidim would never sign a get if it's in the wife's hand. They would only sign it if it's in the man's hand. So we know the shtar was in the man's hand originally. And now it's in the woman's hand. So the Eidim Sukhtaran, really in Idafka Eidei Mesira. Just there are two types of Eidei Mesira. One type, the Eidei Mesira who saw the Mesira. That's Eidei Ria. And there's another type. There are Eidei Mesira that are people who saw in the shtar, they didn't see the Mesira, but they create an umdina, that now that the shtar is given to the woman's hand, we're in an ansadi that there was a Mesira. So that's also Eidei Yediya. It's only a Yediya that it was given over. It's the Avi Malum's second shtar karaya, that Eidei Yediya are good enough. The Mela, it makes sense what Taisa says, that you could read it afterwards. The Mela makes sense that if you see the player Kali afterwards, it's also good. And that's the way that the Bishmul Shita, this is the way the Avni Meluim is Machriya Ladina. That Eidei Yediyah without Eidei Riyah is good. Now we have discussed in the past what they have to have Yediyah about. Which things is Yediyah, which things is Riyah, which things you can establish later. So that we discussed numerous times. But for now, we're just talking about the concept that Eidei Yediyah is good enough. That's the raya from our Gemara and from Yenuram. I saw an Achiezer, a Chaim Eizer, who answers the raya from our sugya. The Achiezer is a Simen Chafei Oisches. I found it in the Milu'ei Evan here on the Avni Milu'im. And he says a very interesting chilik, which is a chiddush. I don't think I've ever had anything quite like it. He says that to answer the tumim, we want to answer now the tumim. Veishmuel, the Avni Meluim is matzik to Veishmuel. Veishmuel shita zaydi is good. He has two rayas. Fine, we're not asking kashas on the Veishmuel and Avni Meluim. We just tried to answer the tumim. The tumim says you need eidei riya. The tumim says that in order for the kedusha to be a good kedusha, you have to see it mamish, and we have two kashas: a kasha from our Gemara and a kasha from Yenaran. So to Chaim Eizer, Achiezer, there's a difference between gittin and kedusha. We're going to be mechalik between gittin and kedusha. Something that we barely ever do. Generally, gittin and kedusha go with the same rules. We're going to be mechalik between gittin and kedusha. Because there's a basic difference. By Gittin, the husband is believed to say Girashti. By Kedushin, the husband has no emunah to say Girashti. comes out, Dr. Chaim Eisen, by Gittin and by Kedushin, there's a difference in the job of the Eidim. By Kedushin, the husband has no nemanis. Therefore, the Eidim have to know for certain. They're Eidim, they have to be complete Eidim, total Eidim. They have to be Eidei Riyah. They have to be like the Rebbe Tumim say, Eidis Lekiyume means Eidei Riyah. They have to mamish see by Kedushin. And the Tumim is talking about Kedushin. The two rayas of the Avnei Meluim are both from Gittin. Zakt Reb Chaim Eisen, by Gittin, Be'etzem, the husband is believed. You don't need Eidim to give him their money. Why do you need Eidis? They should be Eidei Shtar. They should be Eidis. A get is a Shtar. A Shtar needs witnesses. So to create Eidei Shtar, you need either the Eidei Mesira of the Shtar, the Eidei Chasima of the Shtar, but you need Eidim to create, to give it a Koyach of a Shtar. Otherwise it's a piece of paper. And we know a get without Eidis is nothing. So to give a get, a Shem, Eidei Shtar, that's the purpose of the Eidim. The Mela, he says, Eidei Yedi is good enough by a Shtar. Every Shtar is that way. Chais Shtar v'loiv, af b'sheinam al v'imayim. Every Shtar, to be called a Shtar, you never need Riyah. Eidei Shtar is always Eidei Yedi. Like we said, you sign a Shtar before the Maisa happens. It's even a lie. You sign it, you saw it, you didn't see it yet. But every star is Eidei Yediyah. That's Eidei Shtar, is Eidei Yediyah. So Reb Chaim Eisen, Kuram Metumim holds that Kedusha needs Eidei Riyah. They have to mamish see it. And the Mela Hill hold that you'll have to see the Pnei Akala, and they have to, if it's a star that they do Kedusha with a star, they'll have to read it beforehand, not afterwards. Everything has to be Beriyah by Kedusha. By Gittin, by our Sugya, it's Eidei Shtar. Eidei Shtar is a different story. Eidei Shtar is always good with Eidei Yediyah. And Mamela, the Avnei Meluim's rise against the Urim V'Tumim, they don't prove anything. They only prove Hilchus Gittin. They don't prove Hilchus Kedushin. What happens if Chassin and Kala would be made the Kedushin took place? It's still Chav Lachrini. It still wouldn't be Neman. Because you're making her also to the rest of the world. So it wouldn't be believed. Even if she agrees, so what is it? It's not Biyodah. It's Biyodah, it's together, but it's not, there's no Nemanis on that. If he and she would agree, if I did, it wouldn't be good. There's no Nemanis on that. If a husband and wife come in and they say we're an Eishes Ish, we don't give him Dinei Eishes Ish. If he moves it, be a 30 days is an Eishes Ish. By Gittin, if the husband says Girash Yesh Ishi, he's never.
By Gittin,
it's true, but the question is, what's the role of the Eidim? What is the role of the Eidis play? Eidis is l'kiyumei by both. But what do we require of witnesses? What are we missing that witnesses fill?
So we're saying that you don't need to have much of an Eidis. Why? Because the Eidis is not complete yet. The Eidis is not complete yet either. Maybe we should need 100%. I guess we need 95%. And why should we have the Eidis? And say, you guys, that should come in months later on. You look at somebody else. It's not going on the actual...
Well, the Maisa comes out that you don't necessarily need Eidim who see Riyah. Of course, Eidei Riyah is good, but you don't necessarily need Eidei Riyah. What you need is just Eidei Riyah.
So they had the get nothing. There's a weakness in the life.
What's the weakness? But that, no. Inherently, you don't need the Kedushin to be identical. For whatever reason, he says that it's not hokish for everything. What Eidim have to do is fill their job. The question is, what's their job? Eidim make the get, and Eidim make the Kedushin. But all the Eidim have to do is fill whatever their job is.
Why is it the same that they rather have to, you know, the Tais calls it like a Dover Pashit.
The Chaim Eisel holds that the reason it's a Dover Pashit is because is because it works this way. Again, all you need is Eidei Shtar. That's all you need is Eidei Shtar. What? So Eidei Mesira are also the Eidei Shtar. In order for it to be a shtar, you have to have Eidim, either through Eidim Mesira, Eidei Chasima, whichever way you hold. Right? Halach Kor Balazim B'chol Shtar is Eidei Mesira Ketuai. Or to make it a shtar. To make the shtar, so the shtar should work. To have a kayach shtar in anything, the moment, the same thing. If you do a shtar kinyan, you have to have Eidim. Eidim Mesira is also good. What comes out is to learn this Amid, there are two ways to learn. Rav Nevi Luam learned that this Amid that talks about reading is talking about Eidis, typical, nothing to do with Eidei Shtar. This Amid is talking about Eidei Kedushin, Eidei Gin. That's what it's talking about. It's not Dinei Shtaris. Rav Chaim Eisel learned that this Amid is Dinei Shtaris. It's telling you what are the Eidim of a Shtar. Eidim of a Shtar have to be able to read. Or Chiddush, even if Rav Nachman's Dinei Safer read for them, it's also good. In other words, last week I mentioned at the end of the Shia that Rav Shach and Avi Ezri learns that this Amid is talking about Eidei Shtar, Kayach HaShtar. Rav Shach doesn't bring Davnei Malum at all. Rav Shach just said, what is the whole shot in this Amid? That Eidei Shtar could rely on other people to read the Shtar for them. So Rav Shach said that's part of the concept of Kayach HaShtar. The Torah created such a Kayach. The Kayach HaShtar works even though the thing that makes it happen is weaker. It's only through a umdina that they wouldn't lie. But that's Kayach HaShtar. Kayach HaShtar means that it works. It's part of the dinim of Kayach HaShtar. That was what Rav Shach learned up this summer. Davni Meluim didn't learn that way. Because Davni Meluim learned from this Amid, he tries to compare it to Eidim who see the Pnei Akala, which has nothing to do with Shtar, which is a condition with a ring. So Davni Meluim came with his whole Shtickle Torah, then you see you can read it afterwards, or you see somebody can read it to you. Aha! It's a Raya to Kedushin. Because Davni Meluim didn't learn that the Sugya is talking about Eidei Shtar necessarily, it's talking about Eidis in general. So he brought the Raya. Reb Chaim Oiz is really doing, is saying in effect, learn the Gemara the way that we later have Rav Shach telling us how to learn up the Amid. That this Amid is talking about Eidei Shtar. It's of Kayach HaShtar. It's this magic Kayach HaShtar that we had many times. That Shtaris could do things, incredible things. Eidim didn't see anything, they just signed. And Kayach HaShtar Leif B'Shem Al V'Ima is good. That's Kayach HaShtar. And Shtar is Kenech Kurei Dusa B'Bezdin. It's Kayach HaShtar. It says one more thing. Kayach HaShtar is that if the Eidim can't read the thing, they have someone else read it to them, it's also good. That's where Rav Shach went up the Amid. If you learn the Amid, that this Amid is talking about Eidei HaShtar, is it any raya to seeing the face of the Kala? Is it any raya to seeing the ring being put on? There's no shaykhs. The two sukkahs have no shaykhs. Because this Gemara is talking about Eidim and HaShtar specifically. And the Bishmol and the Rebbe Tumim are talking about putting a ring on the Kala, which has nothing to do with Eidei Shtar. The two things have nothing to do with each other. Davnei Meluim learned, no, that this Amid is teaching us rules about Eidim. That Eidei Yediyah is good enough. You don't need Eidei Riyah. It's across Eidim all over. The Meila, he said it's a Raya to Eidim by a Chasna, to Eidim who see the putting on of the ring. It's two, this Amid, Yitesa Mebeis, has two Chedushim. The chiddush of the read that you could see it, that you could read it later, or the first times it seems that even without reading, and the chiddush of the Gemara that you can rely on someone else to read it to you. Are these chiddushim in all Eidis, that Eidei Yediyah is good? That's how Avdi Balon learned. Are these chiddushim in Eidei Ashtar Dafka? That's the way Reb Chaim Eisel learned, Zachi Ezer, and that's where Reb Shach learned. It's two different ways to learn the Amid, and the chiddush of this Amid. That Eidei Yediyah is good, according to Rav Meluim, is a chiddush that all Eidei Yediyah are good. And according to the Reb Chaim Eisel and Reb Shach, it's a chiddush that Eidei Shtar are good with Eidei Yediyah, which we know. Shtaris work that way. So these seem to be two ways to learn off the whole chiddush of the Amid, of the whole Indian here of Kriyas HaShtar, which came in B'derech, as I say, B'derech Agah. But there's a halacha. There's a halacha that the Rambam is mechadish. That, let's say I have a shtar that Reuven owes money to Shimon and Levi. Or is a shtar matana, or a shtar bechira. That Reuven sold something to Shimon and Levi. And two Edom signed. The Edom who signed are craving to Shimon, but not to Levi. Okay, two Edom signed. The Edom are craving to Shimon and not craving to Levi. Let's say Ishtar says he owes $100 each. $100 to Shimon, $100 to Levi. Same Ishtar. The two Edom signed on Badim. So we say that the Edom is Batla Kula. Since they're craving to Shimon, and it's all one Ishtar, so the Edom should Batla Kula. So Batla Kula, the whole Edom is not an Edom. Push it. Zakta Rambam. But there's an Eitzah. If before they come to Beis Din, Shimon is the one who's a relative. Shimon says, I'm a salif myself. Any chiyuvim Reuven has to me, I'm meichel. I'm a salif myself. And then they bring the shtar to Beis Din. Then you could use the shtar to be teveah for Levi. Because now the shtar is not negated to Shimon. And their edim are not craving to Levi. So if Shimon was misalik himself, he removed himself from the whole Asik, then the Edom could say Edom for Levi. So they passed it around. So the Shach in Chayshim Mishpat, not Rav Shach, the Shach. The Shach in Chayshim Mishpat says he doesn't understand it. Edom has to be Kasher Edom Mechil of outside. If you have Edom who saw something when they were craving, they can't say Edom later. So here, they're not kosher edus mechila v'atzayif. No, because before Shimon was mesalik himself,
they were correct. But we said also that before that it was all one now it's only Shimon himself. Why don't we create it?
So the question is, if they weren't kosher to say this very same edus earlier, why are they kosher to say this edus now?
He's saying
it's not how God to say this earlier. That's what he's saying. Rav Shach says this a similar thing, but with a knedge. So this is the Shach's kasha on the Rambam. Rav Shach, in his piece on our Gemara, which is in Hilchos Eidos, Rav Shach writes that a shtar, this is Rav Shach now, answering the Shach's kasha on the Rambam. Okay, the Rambam said that if you massage yourself, it's good. The Shach asked the kasha that what are you talking about? It's Edus that was possible in the beginning. Kunt Rav Shach and Avi Ezri, and he answers. He says, Edim don't have a din of Edei Hagada in a shtar until the shtar is brought to Bezna. Since Edim signed a shtar even before the thing happens, they signed the shtar before Kaiser Shtar Lalev Alfisha and Amal Ve'imai. They don't have a din of Haggadah Seidus until the Shtar is brought to Bezdin. And in the beginning, they don't have a din Eidus at all. So when they sign, Rav Shach says they're Eidei Shtar. They're creating a Shtar. When you sign a Shtar, you're not saying Eidus in Bezdin. You're creating a Shtar. When it's brought to Bezdin, then it's a Haggadah in Bezdin. And this is the way Rav Shach divides the way a Shtar works. You have Edei Shtar, the ones who sign a Shtar, they create a Shtar. Later, Edim, that a Shtar that's brought to Bezdin, we have a cloud that's commissioned after Edus and the Bezdin, that the Edei Shtar have a din HaGadah Seidus. What?
The
what? The only reason it'll be Pasul is because he was Pasul Eidus beside the time he signed the Shtar. It's Pasul Eidus.
So
but that's a Dinah Shtar, then it's not a good Shtar. It's not a Dinah HaGadah Seidus. Two people are signed have to be Eidus. to create the shtar. See, the only reason that Rav Shach is saying is mistaver, which he himself says, is because kaiser shtar lo leidach b'shem al de'im lai. Alright, I have to add, Rav Shach really adds a kedesh to it. Rav Shach says that when people sign a shtar, they're saying edus on what? Only on das mischayiv. When you sign a shtar, you're not saying the loan took place. You're saying that this loiva was mechayiv himself with the shtar. That's all you're saying. You're not saying, hey, this, that Pliny is owed money. This Pliny wasn't owed the money yet. Right? The rule of a shtar is written with the das mechayiv, with just the das of one of the two parties, the one who stands to lose. So when the mechayiv tells you sign the shtar, you're saying, hey, this, that he's mechayiv himself. That's all. You're not saying, hey, this, I got to say this in Bezdin, anything that's negeya to the people who gain from it. Only to the person who loses. Later, when the shtar comes to Bezdin from the hands of the malva, then it's how I got to say this in Bezdin. Then it's how I got to say this. Now it's a little better, right? That at the time they signed, there's no I got to say this regarding the personal gains. Only regarding the person who loses. Because when you sign the shtar, you sign it for the person who loses. When it gets to best, and then it's agada for the person who gets. But the signature is only a signature for das mischayev. I'll answer in a minute. Let me just throw a shach to zayt. We got to be on. What? The mischayev is a karev to one of the. I'll tell you how Rav Shach answers that. I want to get the flow to the Gemara. Rav Shach to Zayf in our Gemara is that to explain why you could sign a shtar and have them read it to you later. Because at the time that you signed the shtar, you're saying, hey, this place said sign. You're signing for him that he's mechayev himself with this shtar. What's he mechayev himself? To whom is he mechayev himself? That you could read afterwards too. That you could see too. The chasimus hashtar is only edus that Pliny is mechayev himself. What, when, where? So if you read it later, it's also good. Because all you signed is that he's mechayev himself. If later you read it and it doesn't say he's mechayev himself, there will be nothing. If later you read it, it says he's mechayev himself to Pliny. Later it becomes a hagadus edus to Pliny. And at that time, the rules of the kravis apply. This is the way Rav Shach explains the Gemara. But basically, what I'd like you all to have a klarkeit in is that this Gemara is a source for the concept of Ede Yediyah. And the Avnei Meluim, on the one hand, Avnei Meluim Beishmol on the one side, Doron V'Tumim, and Rav Shach Nachiezer on the other side, basically learnt up this Gemara's Chiddush two different ways. Where Ede Yediyah are good enough, if it's generally a rule about Edis, or Dafke Ede Ashtar, that's the idea of the day.